You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am crusty.
A crusty Friday. I don't know if we like to hear that, but feels honest, so appreciate that. Very excited to talk grime this morning. Where in the world has grime originated?
Okay, so I'm going to tell a story. So I've done grime twice before on the show.
We've done versions of it, eh?
Yeah, once in 2014 and once in 2019. And I guess it just speaks to, you know, how long it's been around and how it's evolved. So grime is a London thing. London. You know, everything I read about it is celebrating London. It's sort of UK's version of hip-hop. And it actually started sort of in the early 00s. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, like, I guess I and probably some of the listeners are confused, like, which generation are we listening to?
Yeah.
And then also some of the stars have continued through, and then we're going to have some newer ones today. So it keeps sort of emerging, re-emerging. I mean, it started like some of the genre we do, very underground, literally pirate radio.
Yep.
You know, which, you know, we've had, you know, it's sort of an old thing, people won't know what that is, but, you know, and also I guess now some of our newer ones where you rap, you know, and put it on YouTube, just rapping over beats and put on YouTube. So it's really spanned, you know, like,
totally,
you know, a couple generations now.
It has. And I think what you say is so true as well. Like, grime is one of the biggest mainstream genres in the UK at the moment and has also jumped overseas, which maybe we can talk about in a minute. But let's start with a bit of Lethal Bizzle. As you mentioned, we're in recentish territory here. This is 2015, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, this is recent. Yeah.
Recentish. I mean, yeah. 2015 feels like it was yesterday, but it's 9 years ago now. Wait, I can't do maths. Eight.
But he was. Camel snapback, Rambo, 500 horses, Django, 2-2 chicken, Nando. You might see me. Shout out Nando's.
Shout out to Nando's. So Lethal Bizzle's been around for a hot minute. What's his
part
of this
narrative? One of the original ones in the early 00s, and you can just see from his charm and his style, he is one of the ones that brought it into the mainstream, having, like, you know, top 40 hits.
Totally. And also there's something about this more, slightly more recent Lethal Bizzle stuff is different to the Lethal Bizzle that he was putting out in the early 2000s as well, because the style of grime, like what is popular, has shifted a bit over time too.
Well, yeah, and I guess, you know, there's always the debate within these underground music scenes, you know, is it selling out to become popular or was that the whole plan? And, but no, I think they're loving it being big because they just feel, before that time, there's a whole group of people that weren't being represented.
Totally.
On the charts. And they said it was muted generation. And now they get to speak out about all sorts of things.
And if you were to sort of try and pull some sounds, particularly drums, sirens, stuff like that, what is, like, some of the hallmarks of grime?
Well, people call it, like, chopped beats or break beats, and then they're like, it's 140 BPM, but I'm like, that doesn't describe it to me at all. Like, but that's the official description. But yeah, just very dry beats that do sort of feel a little interrupted sometimes. And I think that British accent, you know, it's just so iconic. And a lot of these guys are, you know, Afro-British, so Lethal's is Ghanaian, and I don't know, their accent's so unique, you know, different from even, you know, other British people as well. And they've gotten sort of picked up a little bit by Americans, I guess, you know, again, that's skirting that line between being a British music, but also becoming global.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Stormzy, who we're listening to right now, is one of, like, the biggest British stars on an international stage at the moment. I got the big size toes in my feet,
Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you twist up the truth? Look, you're getting way too big.
It feels like in many ways Stormzy's kind of the face of the real repopularization of grime in like the last like 7-8 years maybe. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I read one thing that called him a child of grime.
He's the child of grime.
But, you know, so, but that's also him acknowledging, you know, his predecessors, you know, and knowing that there's this legacy that they, you know, obviously fought, maybe fought a little harder and that sort of thing, and that he heard it from them. But yeah, there's a generation now that grew up with it, you know, and it's completely different than, you know, people sort of scraping together and putting something together. And he's Ghanaian as well.
There's a really interesting, like, because it is so London-based, it's got so much cultural specificity in, like, what people are talking about, obviously, in the music, but that sound, again, is different, and it comes from those, like, sound system culture, which is different from the States, which is different from other, you know, forms of hip-hop that have, like, come from different places. But what I find really interesting is the way that now grime, because it's so popular internationally, other countries are like, well, there's Aussie grime, and there's, like, a lot of people doing grime-inspired music in New Zealand as well. And, like, there's people who recognise those, like, shared themes, which is the same with hip-hop across the world as well. You know, yeah, there's American hip hop.
A weird one, Sino grime, which is Chinese grime, cool. Brazil, Japan. But yeah, I haven't listened to it, so I don't know how are the accents, because I want those British, you know, African accents.
Yeah, even the inflection is very unique.
But I guess the stories, the sort of, you know, partly angry, but also partly like sort of proud and happy. But yeah, definitely, you know, getting all the slang, you know, so the London stuff has always been about their unique, you know, plays with language historically, and now these guys are doing the same thing. I don't care what rave man's in. I came here to relax,
but if it gets mad, make a young boy take man's things. So, as you said, like, obviously, music that comes from specific places has a specific story to tell, but when it does start to kind of reach this mainstream space, is that still the main content that you hear being talked about in the mainstream in grime at the moment, or has it been softened by hitting that commercial place?
Well, I think that's always the, you know, the challenge is maintaining your, whether it's, what do they call it, authenticity or integrity. But I guess sometimes we've seen it with music the whole time, by being real specific about yourself and your place, it ends up being universal. You know, instead of trying to be universal, you just try to be specific, and then you find people all across the globe that go, yo, you know, my childhood was a little bit like that too, but in a different way, let me tell you.
Totally. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. So this is Big For Your Boots. I forgot to say what we were listening to before from Lethal Bizzle and Distortion. That was Festa Skank. And this is from Gang Signs and Prayer, which is a really good album. This was a massively successful commercial hit, but it is also hugely, hugely cool still. And I think the thing about Stormzy is people really respect him because he, even though he's like super, super famous, he kind of still, I think, walks the walk in that he's really connected to the communities that are
not working
in a commercial space, and he's come from that, that, and he brings his people with him, and I think people respect that about him.
Yeah, and having to speak up politically and stuff sometimes as well, you know, whether they wanted to or not, but you know, they do end up standing up, you know, for issues that are important.
He seems like a nice guy broadly. He does. He seems quite funny. I mean, I don't know him personally.
I sense that you're a bit of a grime fan.
I'm not a pro. I could not ever pretend to be an expert, but I like it in a listener's sense.
So what do we call you, a grimy?
We've gone into true top 40 territory here with Chasing Status. Butterscott, Era, who's one of the big voices in Flo Dan Trigger and Takuta on this track. What's the story of this song, Kirsten?
Well, yeah, so it's a white duo, but then with this Algerian artist guy from Manchester. So it's this sort of, you know, expansion of the scene and recognizing it's different, and then has these other, you know, grime artists, four of them, Float In, Trigger, Takuda and stuff, on it. And it means, I mean, better than. I'm better than.
Better than.
I'm better than.
Chase and Status, they're really from, like, the drum and bass world, ultimately.
Yeah, and yes. It's so definitely...
kind of overlap in some of those genre spaces, perhaps?
Or like, well, they all are, I guess, because it's been around so much, they are playing around with genre, you know, and drum and bass. And I feel like that's what's keeping it spicy, keeping it alive, you know, because which gigs would which genre be at together and working together with people?
Somebody has texted in to say that Tricky has a brand new song out that sounds like proto grime from 1995. Well, he's been around for forever, and
yeah.
he's dabbled in many a genre. Have to listen to that. This is an interesting song because it's got that dry grime beat that we were talking about, but with the kind of like wubbiness of.
I feel like it could come from music.
Wubbiness. I like that. Wubbiness.
But it's an official term, I think you'll find.
That's right. It's a musicological term.
But it has got that wubbiness of like drum and bass.
Just like you being a grimy. Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one. Thank you for bringing us a bit of grind this morning. I feel like it's a good thing to wake up to as well. If you know, if you need a bit of energy. There is energy in that music, for sure. Thank you for your time this morning, Kirsten. We will talk to you next week. Have a lovely
All
weekend.
Right. Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.